On the eve of the Mongol invasions, the Near East was enormously diverse. Along the coastline of the East Mediterranean, you've got the Crusader states set up by the armies of the First Crusade. Then further inland in Syria, but also further south in Egypt as well, you have the Ayyubid Empire, which was founded by Saladin, with the name Ayyub coming from Saladin's father, a Kurdish dynasty who ruled much of that region. And then further north, in what today would be eastern and central Anatolia, you've got the Anatolian Seljuks, who are a Muslim Turkic dynasty, ruling that area. And then at the western tip of Anatolia, you've got the Byzantine Empire, or at least part of it. You may have heard of the Fourth Crusade, which in 1204 conquered the city of Constantinople. And then after that, crusading armies sought to dismember the Byzantine Empire, but they never achieved it. And so on the eve of the Mongol conquest, in about 1218, the western part of Anatolia is one of the strongest elements of the Byzantine Empire, known at this point as the Empire of Nicaea. And swinging round to the Caucasus, you've got Greater Armenia and Georgia, both Christian territories. And then further south, you've got the Zangids of Mosul, the Abbasid Caliphate, and then further east beyond them, you've got the enormous Khwarazmian Empire, all of which are Muslim territories. And so, as you can see, the Near East, it's a real patchwork quilt of different empires, sultanates, and societies. And that makes it a fascinating milieu, because you have so many different peoples, religions, and communities all living their lives side by side in quite a narrow space.